Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the evening editorial on the KER Politics Report. Had a really good day today. The highlight of my day, I have to say, was that, Jimmy, I thought you and I did an excellent editorial this morning, but I read Jim Bovard's editorial that was on the Mises Wire. As I mentioned in a missive that I put up, Jim has been on the show before. I think he is one of the best societal and political writers out there. What I think is really interesting about that particular editorial is at the beginning of the fourth paragraph, he says, "Preventing politicians from obliterating freedom is now the worst form of tyranny." What are your comments on that? How do you think? I mean, he talks about Cuomo, he talks about et cetera, et cetera. When he talks about Cuomo, he talks about his edict that limited religious gatherings in New York, limiting them to 10 or fewer people, while permitting far more leeway for businesses to operate is kind of a bad thing to do. Let's start with that. How do you feel about that, Jimmy?
Well, I think the inconsistencies in the policies were just glaring. And, you know, the hypocrisy, I mean, it goes all the way to the NFC Championship game this weekend where Eric Garcetti, the mayor of LA, has these incredibly strict requirements. Gavin Newsom, a bunch of their elites are sitting around without masks on. And they had the gall to say that, oh, you know, I took it off for 2 seconds and held my breath. That's what Eric Garcetti Garcetti said as justification why he had a mask off for a picture. I mean, these people are flat out liars, and they're completely inconsistent in their policies. They were very much taking care of big global corporations while crushing small business.
Yep.
And, you know, it's becoming apparent to a lot of people, but there are still people that believe the lies and believe these incredible politicians that are absolutely destroying the fabric of our society.
Yep. You know, Bovard says one other thing that I think is really interesting. He said, a lot of progressives are talking as if Americans face a choice between reckless freedom and paternalism. In other words, a submission to a benevolent elite. That's kind of, I believe, what's going on in terms of this COVID thing, Jimmy. I spent a lot of time researching what's going on with COVID, the various regulations, et cetera, yesterday. And everything seems to be bass-ackwards, if you follow what I'm saying. You agree?
No, I agree. It is completely upside down. And the more information that we get, the more information that leaks out, you know, through alternative means, away from the censors, away from the big tech companies that are silencing any potential opposing views or facts, opposing facts. They are silencing opposing facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely twisted and upside down. And you made that, you know, you made that comment about the elites, you know, that this choice between, you know, the ruling elites or the people, the fundamental principle of a democratic system is that the people and of our constitution is the people get to decide how our government works. But these leaders, Macron in France, Biden here, you know, his failed regime, Trudeau, even, you know, Boris Johnson in the UK, a lot of these leaders, Merkel in Germany, they are connected with this, you know, World Economic Forum and the entire idea of a great reset, that they're somehow no better than the rest of us, that they, because of the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Jeff Bezoses and the Bill Gates, they're smarter than the rest of us. So they're going to dictate our future because they see the climate change. They see the potential crisis with viruses. They think they know better.
Yep.
They're taking away the basic principles of a republic and of democracy by people's choice because they know better. They're going to dictate terms. Jay Inslee, Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo when he was governor, now Hochul, and she, as you know, her, that crazy woman that's in charge of New York right now, mm-hmm. that got there by default. These people, they're tyrannical. They are authoritarian. They are taking away people's choice to make decisions for themselves and attempting to force not only medical procedures, but a quality of life that is substandard to what we're used to. And that's what, you know, that's why people are finally in Canada and here and many places just saying, forget it. And we're going to, and I think they're going to pay for it. I think they're going to pay for it. Eventually, they will pay for it. Now, how long it takes, it's unknown, but no authoritarian leader ever lasts for long. Eventually, they are crushed. So,
eventually, you know,
violence or another authoritarian leader.
He calls some of these guys tin horn dictators. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Into that particular corral he puts, you have politicians like both Trudeau and Biden. I don't know much about Trudeau, but I did. When Trudeau was elected, I was still doing a fair amount of business up in Canada. And I was amazed that the son of the prime minister, who was actually in his early 30s at the time, took over his dad's position. I mean, how much does a early 30-year-old individual know about politics? How much does an early 30-year-old politician know about how to run a country the size and the sophistication of Canada? Quite frankly, I just don't get it. You know, Bavard sums up everything in his article by saying, in the long run, people have a lot more to fear from politicians than they do from the virus. And you've kind of proven that to be true, Jim. I mean, you've looked at this virus in terms of the way it's affected your family. You've all had it. And the end result was very similar to when I got the flu when I was a kid. You handled it very, very well. There was no panic like I have with my children right now. I mean, geez, my kids won't even let me go and see my grandsons if I can't prove through my word that I am fully vaccinated with 3 jabs. I find that to be really interesting. What I find to be really interesting is how the government spearheaded this along with a guy named Tony Fauci, who I think I agree with Bavard when he says a man of boundless conceit. So, you know, he really hasn't done much of anything, but you've got the majority of the population that's believing every single word that he's saying. And when you look at the mortality rates surrounding COVID, when you look at the rates surrounding people who have been inoculated with 3 jabs, it's pretty well proven to me that those 3 jabs really don't do much of anything. I mean, with the numbers we're showing, I mean, we're showing less than 1% of the population that's effective for. Less than 1%? Come on, man. You want to have all this hassle for that?
Yeah, the fact is, and the truth is, we all die. All of us die. We're going to die of something. And when you have, you know, over 80 or 78 years old is the life expectancy in the average.
Why did you use the number 78, Jimmy?
That's what the CDC reports.
That happens to be how old I am, 78.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, but it's just the CDC average life expectancy. So
you're not my friend anymore, James.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you're doing well. You're breaking the average.
So I'm doing great. No, I'm doing great. There's no question about this. Jimmy, give me your opinion on this representative from Texas, Shuler, who represents an area along the southern border. He's totally given up on Kamala Harris. Give me your opinion on that.
So he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
He's on a district along the Texas-Mexico border. The Democrats don't like him because he's basically saying, look, you're failing the people of my district. You have to do something about these border crossings. The people here are suffering badly, and it's just criminal. So he's been against it. The administration has been after him, and they're now going to primary him. The Democrats are going to primary. He's a Democrat.
Yeah.
They're going to primary him with progressive. And, you know, he's just fed up. So and he is, as are most people along the border. The problem is they just really they've got to massage the information. I mean, literally, Jen Psaki, the spokeswoman, is still saying there's no problem at the border. Mayorkas is saying this is a disaster. There's video out there of different Border Patrol agents just basically berating him for the failures out there on the border.
Right.
And the administration's still trying to deny it, and they're attacking people that are attacking that are against their failed policies of border security and sovereignty of the United States.
Well, all I can say is, I mean, I always thought we lived in a lawful country, a country where we had controlled borders, where it was against the law to run in the country, for lack of better terms, without proper documentation, et cetera, et cetera. I really, really guess we're not there, huh?
No, and it's becoming so evident. Now, think about the contradiction. You know, when Donald Trump was president, every single media outlet in the corporate media outlet, every major mainstream outlet attacked him relentlessly on trying to secure the border. He was a racist. Now we're overrun. Over 2 million people illegally crossed the border by the government's estimates. We don't even know how many there were because the estimate clearly flawed. We have all this violence. We have all these issues that are happening. We have the economy that's just tanking, both domestically, but a lot of it has to do with, the subsidies and the costs that we're having to pay for all these additional problems out there. And they completely ignore the interests of the people. Leadership right now is ignoring the interests of the people. Something is very wrong. So that contradiction between what was happening in the Trump time and what's happening now with the Biden administration, the media is facilitating this corruption to some unbelievable extent. And it's only for political purposes, and I think it's actually a bigger financial purpose, because they're actually kowtowing to China. They're kowtowing to globalist corporations that own those media outlets, that want in those markets, that want to continue. Basically, they could care less about America. They want the money. They're willing to sacrifice anything to get into that big market. And that's what we're facing right now. People that have lost any moral compass or anything other than just the greed that is actually undermining the basic principles of this nation was founded on.
Agreed 1,000%. Okay, Jimmy, anything else you want to talk about in this evening editorial?
No, it's pretty late and we've probably gone too long already. So hopefully everyone's out there
trying to stay positive. We've been going about 12 minutes. Yeah, stay positive. That's the clue and the key to a successful life.